Welcome to Life Success. I'm your host, Laurie, and we're going to talk about your potential, actually getting in there with your goal and actually making it happen. When we don't, that's when we do the opposite. So we've got to look at things differently. How can we improve on it to make it happen? Well, you know, we got to make the effort. If you want to be out there, be an artist or a musician, get out there. What's stopping you? You know, you got to look at these things, and if you can make extra dollars out of it, good. But looking at your potentials as a person, how can you improve on these little areas in your life? How can you be a good person? How can you get out there and think of things differently? How can you do that using CBT in the process? CBT is actually known as Cognitive Behavioral Therapy. Now, that actually teaches us to change our perspective. So when you change your thought, your behavior, your attitude towards it, your feelings, you become totally different to what you would expect. So how can you get out there, change your whole perspective about it? How can you improve on that? How can you reduce the risks of the opposite? You are stronger than you think. You are capable of actually improving on your life if you choose to. See, I've been reading self-help books for years. And you know what? Each one has had different kind of concept, but we all want the same thing in life. We want to be happy. We want to be a better person. We want to be up there enjoying life. But how can we if we're stopping ourselves from doing it? If we don't just get out there anyways and do it? Even if we just did the most simplest thing in life. Because otherwise, we're going to do the opposite and we're going to have that struggle in life. So what's stopping you from actually getting out there today? Only because of it's our mindsets, how we think, how we perceive it. So how can we change our mindset to where we want to be? So now the thought, the feeling, and the action, the behavior. So that behavior is what you want to change. If you want to improve in your body, go and exercise, go for a walk. The simplest thing you can do. Or you want to improve your body, your mindset, your attitude towards life. That's what I think is important, is changing your whole perspective and being a bit more kind to yourself instead of the opposite. Instead of actually not being kind to yourself, because we all have it. We all struggle with these things. If we don't do something about it, it's going to get ugly. Unless we actually do something to be kind to ourselves and say, right, this is my life. This is the way I want to live it. And if anybody judges you for that, that's their problem. Because at the end of the day, this is how you want it. And you are showing you are a happy person in life. You are taking on a major role in your own life. You don't have to question anybody. You don't have to answer to anybody apart from your coach here. But, you know, in the long run, you are doing an amazing job of your life, regardless, even though it is not easy. You've got to write down in your journal, how can you change that? How can you improve on these areas that is worthwhile doing? Because that's what I've been doing for years. And when you believe in yourself, you change everything. So what is your goal for today? How can you do at least three things today that will be helpful to you? And basically tick off those goals by writing down what you want to do. For example, you want to meditate for 20 minutes? Do that. If you want to, you know, change your diet, eat a certain way, or create a podcast or whatever, you know, or even, you know, do something that's going to be helpful to your situation. Do you want to basically improve your situation at home? Maybe improve your attitude towards other people. You know, we all have something that's not in a positive way. We all struggle with it. It is not easy. And we all need to learn tools. This is why CBT is a great tool to have. And for affirmations, it helps your mindset and your situation in a better way, because you're challenging your mind in a different way. So how can we actually change that in an everyday basis by doing that? Maybe you need to do at least 5-minute session of saying positive affirmations to yourself. And how will you challenge your negative behavior with a positive one? And when you continue self-care, that's helpful to you, because you need to take care of yourself every day too. Don't question that, because I know from my own experience how important that is. Mental health matters. When we don't take care of ourselves, we end up in not a very nice hole. So what is it you can let go of today that is a negative thing? Maybe it's a fear. Your fear of something in life. What can you do now to help yourself? So what inspires you to be a better person today? What have you learnt today that is going to help you in the future? So those are things you've got to think about when we are in these difficult situations in life that we don't realise our potential. So when we actually look at our potential, how can we improve on these things? How can we be awesome at life? When we can actually show everybody that we can be a better person by actually doing it. That's the proof out there that we are doing something for ourselves. We are doing something that is productive, and also doing something that helps our own situation. None of us are perfect, but we need to do what we can to make it better than doing the opposite. So what is it today that you can improve on? What can you do now? So I will actually tell you right now, get off your ass. Dot. You know, your potential is waiting out there. It just basically means you have to get up and do something for yourself. You can't wait for somebody else to do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. Believe in yourself. Your mindset and focus on your goals is right in front of you. You just got to damn well do the tracking mission and creating that habit of actually making those things happen and doing things productively. And, you know, making that effort each day changes everything we do in life. We're not perfect, but we are amazing human beings, and we are designed to improve on ourselves. And when we don't do these things, we improve on that. So, you know, we just got to do what we can to improve on ourselves. So I will leave you guys with this, and you will learn how can you improve and embrace yourself more. I will see you on the next episode.